Welcome to This Is Tokyo, the podcast where you can learn more about Tokyo, from places to visit, things to see, things to do, and lots of interviews with interesting people. Here's your host, Rowan Gillett.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first podcast of This Is Tokyo. It's the podcast that is all about Tokyo. As this is our first time to meet, I better introduce myself. My name is Rowan Gillett, and I'm an Australian who has been living in Tokyo for about 25 years. I first came here in 1991 on a working holiday visa, then returned to Australia in 93 to finish university. After graduation, I was intending to do further study, but I needed a little bit more money to do it. So I came back to Japan with the intention of staying just a year to get the money, then return back home. Well, it's 2018 and I'm still here. I've done numerous things over the years, mainly English teaching now, but I've also been a wedding celebrant and had a small furniture company for a while. I also run a website named Tokyo in Pics, on which I introduce various places around Tokyo. I think it has about 200 articles on it, so if you are interested, please check it out. Once again, the name is tokyoinpics.com. Tokyo being the capital of Japan, so T-O-K-Y-O, in Pics, pictures. P-I-C-S.com. If you want to know more about, say, for example, a shrine visit or a temple, a park, a museum, an observatory, even a cemetery, car shows, lots of different things, you might find what you want there. So please check it out. Tonight is our first night, so I wanted to introduce you to a very nice guy who I met on a park bench last year. I'm not sure if you know the park Rikugien. It's one of Tokyo's Edo period parks. And every autumn it opens till late because they put the trees under lights for the evening. It's just absolutely magical. You know, the trees just look absolutely amazing. It's extremely beautiful. And literally thousands of people attend it. I highly recommend it. Anyway, on that particular day, I got there around 4:30 or something like that. And I was waiting for the sun to go down, the lights to come on. So I sat on a bench and next to me was another guy with a camera. You know, we started talking. His name was John Clement from France, and he was in Tokyo on holidays. He's a very, very keen amateur photographer, and that's who I'd like to talk to tonight. So let's talk to him over Skype. Are you there, John?
Yes.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Very good. And how's the weather today in France?
Great. Spring is coming, so that's perfect. Okay. As I like near the mountains, it's going to be a great season.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for photography, it's going to be fantastic. So let's talk about photography. So please tell us about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, okay. So I'm 35 years old, photographer amateur, who lives in France, close to the border from Geneva in Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
And I'm planning to be a professional. So I'll quit my job in a few years.
A professional photographer?
Yes.
Fantastic. That's what I hope to do one day as well.
You have to.
So I met you at Rikugien last year.
Yeah.
And please tell us why you came to Tokyo for the first time.
So I wanted to visit Japan and Tokyo for many, many long time ago. Mm-hmm. So, and last year I had this opportunity to come to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. It was a solo pictures trip.
Right.
The main goal was for taking pictures. Mm-hmm. So it was a 12 days trip.
Right.
In Tokyo and one day in Kawaguchiko.
Okay, great. And what was the purpose of the photos? What were you after, something in particular?
At the beginning, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to walk in this huge place.
Right.
And just maybe sometimes I try to do some pictures, just bridge or people. Mm-hmm. Tokyo is like a huge playground.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's an amazing place. Mm-hmm.
So when you actually got into the city for the very first time, what was your first impression?
I arrived by night. Mm-hmm. So I took the monorail.
Right.
And,
You landed in Haneda?
Yes.
Right, you just said the monorail, so I was just thinking Haneda, right.
Yes, Haneda, best place for coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, really amazing to see all those buildings, night lights. The subway was really clean. It was really exciting. I just left my bags the first night and went out to take pictures. I didn't sleep the first night.
You must have been pretty excited, I guess.
Oh, yes. It was a perfect trip.
Right. Where did you stay that first night?
The flat I rent was really close from the Tokyo Skytree.
Okay, so Oshiage area.
Yes.
Right. So, go ahead.
Great, it was a great place to stay.
Mm-hmm. How many photos did you take on that trip for the 12 days?
Oh, not so many. Because I really chose the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't come with a lot of pictures. Maybe each day it was 100, but with a lot of different settings. I shoot all in a manual.
Mm-hmm.
So I have sometimes more pictures with settings than different point of views.
Right, okay. So if you could, out of all the pictures you took on that first trip, which one do you think was your best photo?
Oh, hard
if,
one.
If you could just think of one Tokyo photo.
One Tokyo photo. Mm. Maybe it was in Asakusa,
mm-hmm.
The main entrance. To the Sensoji Temple.
Okay, you mean the
child in black and it was a black and white one.
Right, of the Kaminarimon, Thunder Gate.
Yes.
Right, okay, that's a great place.
Maybe we have this one, because this child was looking at me when he was crossing with his mother.
Right, okay, I remember that photo now. I've seen it on your website.
Yeah.
Which places in Tokyo do you recommend for photography?
It's kind of hard because I didn't see all the things I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't see the places you advised me when we saw us.
Ah, when we met at Rikugien.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I will say Asakusa, Roppongi,
mm-hmm.
Harajuku.
Right, Harajuku, yeah.
Yeah, Ueno and Odaiba by night.
Okay. What's good to see in those places?
All the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
The gardens were really amazing. And some just treats.
Right. In Harajuku, did you photograph, do you have any special memories of Harajuku?
Kind of hard. I went there day and night,
mm-hmm.
but I think best memory was during night.
Okay.
The lights and some streets, yes.
Right. When are you going to come back to Tokyo and see us again?
I'm trying to come back in next year, so in 2019.
Okay, any particular season?
Maybe during spring or autumn again.
Okay, and with all the photos that you're going to take, what's your end purpose with these? A book?
Yes, I will finally. My main goal is to shoot the four seasons in four different regions
mm-hmm.
in Japan.
Right. Oh, that'd be fantastic. Okay, I've got a couple more questions for you. One of them is, what do you think are the three best things about Tokyo?
The three best things?
Three best things.
Whoa.
Tokyo only, okay, not Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Safety.
Mm-hmm.
Safety. I worked day and night.
Right.
And with a lot of gears.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have one single problem. And everywhere you can go, it was really, really safe.
Right, yeah, Tokyo is a very safe city.
Yes.
Okay, number two.
What I like, all the different things, from old things to new things.
Mm-hmm. So you mean, for example, like the contrast between the old and the new?
Yes, right. Old and modern things, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's one of the things I love about Tokyo myself. Okay, and number three.
Food.
That's an easy one. Japanese food is absolutely great.
Yes.
Okay, thanks very much for that. So how can people see your work on the web?
So they can find me on Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
I don't have a website yet, but for the moment it's an Adobe portfolio.
Okay. What's your – how do they see you on Instagram?
And the username is the same for all of these medias.
Okay.
It's Antiques Vision.
Antiques Vision. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And on Facebook, that's the same?
The same for the three.
Right.
Adobe Portfolio, Instagram, and Facebook.
Okay.
But the same username, yes.
Right. Okay. So all the listeners will be able to – check you out there, and I'll leave that information down below.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, John, I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks to you, and thanks a lot again. It was a pleasure, and I'm really thankful to being your guest.
Oh, I really appreciate you appearing on the show with us. I'm really flattered that you could appear.
Thanks for what you do and your great daily pictures of Tokyo.
Thank you. Okay, and we'll catch up with you in Tokyo next year. And next time, let's have a beer or two.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to see the Mount Fujisan from your flat.
I'll take you up to the roof. We'll have a party up there next time.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks very much, John.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, good night. Many thanks to John for helping us out on our first ever podcast, and I hope you, the listener, enjoyed it. And, of course, this was the first time I've ever done anything like this, so I was extremely nervous. I hope it didn't show too much. And remember, if you want to see any of John's work, you can find him on Facebook and Instagram under his account name of Antiques Vision. That's AntiquesVision. This is Tokyo is a weekly podcast, and we hit that publish button at midnight every Sunday. So I hope you will return to listen to us again. Hopefully, we'll be successful in helping to spread the word about Tokyo, and if we are, we'll be expanding the show as time goes on. Anyway, that is it for me. But please hit that subscribe button, and I hope to have you join us next week. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to This is Tokyo. If you've enjoyed our show, please be sure to subscribe, and we'll see you next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.